Okay, we're so excited to have somebody from March of Dimes, Dr. Salima Walani. Excuse me, it took me a second. Is the director of global health programs for the March of Dimes Foundation and is responsible for promoting maternal and child health initiatives globally. She is charged with supporting programs for prevention of adverse birth outcomes in low and middle income countries. Dr. Walani oversees March of Dimes maternal and child health programs for Lebanon, the Philippines, and China. For over 20 years, she has worked extensively in public health, healthcare management, and improvement of nursing education. Thank you so much. And her title today is The Global Toll of Preterm Births and Birth Defects, Strengthening Care and Prevention. Thank you so much.
I have a joke which is very pertinent to our situation today, so if I'm allowed one extra minute, I can tell you. So this scientist from your city travels all the way up to Buffalo, New York on a snowy morning to make this very important invited presentation. He walks into the room and there's only one person waiting there in the audience, and so they both wait for like 15 minutes. At 9:15, he says, shall I just, start the presentation? And the person in the audience says, yes, let's do it. And so the scientist begins his presentation and goes on, does full justice to this one member of the audience and presents for 20 minutes and then looks at his watch and says, okay, I'm just, going to head back home. And the guy in the audience says, no, you can't. I'm the next presenter. So that's our situation today. I'm the next presenter. okay, so let's just start so that the next presenter can come on. My disclosure statement. In this presentation, I'll talk about, you probably all know March of Dimes, but I find it fascinating, our history and our existence. So I'll just give you like a quick intro to us as an organization, and then we'll talk about birth defects and preterm birth and my very favorite topic, preconception care. So March of Dimes is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. We started with the idea of eliminating polio in this country. FDR founded March of Dimes. And then polio vaccine was founded with March of Dimes support and led the efforts to eradicate polio all over the world, but you know the truth. Current mission of the March of Dimes is to improve health of babies by preventing birth defects, premature births, and infant mortality. So we are very focused on the idea of prevention, and that's our big niche. We currently have programs that are, advocacy related. We do a lot of community health education. My colleagues here are from March of Dimes lead our efforts to do a lot of work, which is in the U.S., which is about health education and promotion. I belong to the Department of Research and Global Programs. We are a small, Global Programs is a small entity of March of Dimes that actually has made big name in the MCH world, RMNCH world globally. Let's talk about the global tolls. There are these three reports that were recently, or in the last decade, published by the March of Dimes, and I have some of them if you wanted to see it. There is the report on birth defects that came out in 2006, which for the first time actually showed the global toll of birth defects at country levels. And then recently, last year, Born Too Soon was published with March of Dimes leadership with four other partners to talk about the global tolls of preterm birth. Before I go into the actual data that came out of those reports, this is a slide that you see being presented in many different publications. Neonatal mortality is 40% of all childhood deaths, so under five deaths. But as you can see, in there, the congenital anomalies are at 4%, and premature birth complications is 14%. That 4% for birth defects, we all know, is an underestimation, because as you can see, you see how pneumonia is presented is part of the neonatal mortality as well as the rest of the mortality, but you don't see that in this graph for birth defects. So it's not 4%, it's much higher than that. We know that 3.3 million actually die before 5 years. Not all of them die in the neonatal period. So this is the actual total burden of prematurity and birth defects. 23 million babies are born with serious birth defects of genetic origin. That's about 8 million. And 15 million are preterm births. So that's a total of 23 million babies are affected. And 4.4 million die. And the majority who survive, whether from preterm birth or from birth defects, have a lifetime of disability. The Bone Tissue Report was published last year with the partners that, you know, you see underneath there. Real global report, I would say, with all these organizations. This is the back cover with 45 authors and organizations supporting initiative, the program. The book was linked to Every Woman, Every Child initiative of the UN, and foreword was written by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. What's preterm? There are three stages, or three levels of preterm birth. You have the late and moderate term preterm birth, which is 32 to 37 weeks, comprises 83% of all. Then you have the very preterm and the extremely preterm, which is 5%. Born Too Soon basically talked about five main results of their initiative, and these are the ones. In the end, they said everyone has a role to play, and so we'll probably, towards the end, talk a little bit about that. This shows the range of preterm births from 5% in some northern European countries to 18% of all births in Malawi, preterm birth. U.S. Was 12% in this report, but we know that we've, you know, made some headway in that direction to bring it down now. The disparity of preterm babies and their course. 15 million babies are born, but as you can see, they are born in high-income countries where they have resources and facilities and NICUs. And then they are born either in middle-income countries where there are some facilities, countries like Lebanon, for example. Then you can see that 5.6 million preterm babies are born in situations, in very low-income situations, where many of them are home births. And then there are another 4.4 million who are born in low-income countries, but there they have the facilities to take care of them to some extent. There is a huge survival gap. If you are a child born, if you're an extremely preterm baby born in a low-income country, there's a 90% chance that you will not survive, compared to if you were born in a high-income country. Where are the biggest rates? These are not sheer numbers, these are the rates. These 11 countries actually have rates over 15% for preterm birth. Where are the sheer big numbers? These are the 10 countries where you have all the 66% of all the preterm births are happening. U.S. is one of them, and my home country, Pakistan, is also there, as always. Let's talk a little bit about birth defects. So this is the report. I have it if anybody wants to see it. It was published in 2006. This, too, was the first ever global report with 193 country-level data, and provided information that was never there before. We found out from this report that there are 7.9 million birds with a serious birth defect. 3.3 million of them die before the age of 5 years. 25% of all these genetic disorders fall in those five categories. They are the biggest causes. Where they are, as you can see, the red sections are where the rates are very, very high, 69.9 birth defects per 1,000 live births. And you can see they are mostly in Africa, the Middle East, and some in Southeast Asia. Of the 7 million birth defects, again, this is the disparity as you see it. It's in low-income countries, 60%. Middle-income countries is 34%, and only 6% in high-income countries. And then complicating the whole situation is the current, you know, these reports coming out of post-war regions. We don't know what would be the outcome of the chemical weapons used in Syria that we recently heard about. So what can we do? Sorry, I'm a little disorganized. I think it's this space. So first thing, you know, we know that although in the U.S. we have done really a good job of measuring birth defects, but that's not the situation all over the world. We need to raise awareness among stakeholders. We need to develop national plans. There is actually a World Health Assembly adopted a resolution in 2010 urging countries to take action. Discovery research and research in what works and how it works is also very important. There are things you can do before a preterm baby is born, during labor, and after. Antenatal corticosteroids have just been put on UN Commodities Commission's list of 13 life-saving treatments. And we can do things at various different levels. March of Dimes and colleagues recently published a paper which looks at the 39 very high-income countries and what they can do. And these are the five interventions, if implemented universally in those high-income countries, could actually reduce 5% of all preterm births. Lastly, we all know in this room, preconception is the way to go. There are these recent initiatives in preconception health that have been very influential in changing the tide. These are all the modifiable risk factors. We know them from birth defects and prematurity, for birth defects and prematurity, and these are all the actions we can address before a woman gets pregnant. Lastly, I just want to leave you, this report just came out, I don't know if you've seen it, from UNFPA. More than 7 million girls in poor countries give birth before the age of 18. We know that young age pregnancy is a huge risk, undernutrition is a huge risk. So the question is not, you know, why girls? If we have to invest in preconception health worldwide, globally, we need to focus on this particular population. Thank you.